Now we return to news items. Some of these are loosely connected to sport, with a mention of the University of East Anglia's sports park, the City women's football team, and a lucky win on a football accumulator bet. A new film has been released to mark 25 years of successes. It celebrates the legacy of Sports Park, which has become a major hub for sport, health and community since opening in 2000 on the University of East Anglia's campus. Phil Steele, Director of Sport and Commercial Services at UEA, said, "We're so proud of what Sports Park has become over the last 25 years. This anniversary is not just about celebrating our facilities, but about honouring the people who bring them to life, the students, the community and the staff who've made Sports Park a home for sport, health and friendship." The short film, produced by Norwich-based artist Brogan O'Grady, showcases Sports Park's journey through the stories of those it has inspired. Professor David Maguire, Vice-Chancellor at UEA, said, "For 25 years, UEA Sports Park has been a cornerstone of excellence, inclusion and well-being for students, staff and the wider community. A wall of fame will also be extended on the upstairs balcony to showcase the past 5 years of its history."
Promotion is the target this season for Andy Cook's Norwich City Women. Andy Cook believes his Norwich City side is developing a relentlessness that should serve as a warning sign to the rest of the league after their rampant 5-0 home victory over MK Dons. City's women delivered a complete first-half display in front of nearly 400 supporters at the Nest that saw them head into the interval 4-0 to the good against a side that were relegated from the third tier last season. It wasn't just their dominance in terms of the scoreline that impressed Cook, but also their desire to push the accelerator down in the hope of inflicting more damage, even when the second half became more difficult. 4-0 at half-time, it was a perfect first-half performance, and to be honest, the way that we've worked this week has been absolutely brilliant, Cook reflected post-match.
Norwich City's goal in the East Anglian derby helped to groom win a bet worth nearly £1,000. Brad Lomas was given a £20 accumulator for his wedding day by his best man, Mark Hodges. Mark had picked both teams to score in games, with a home side spelt out wedding, with Ipswich Town filling out the I spot. When the match kicked off at midday on Sunday, it was the final game required to land the bride and groom a £940 boost to their honeymoon fund. Oscar Schwarzau's equaliser for the Canaries after Cedric Kipri's opener proved to be the icing on the wedding cake for Brad and Christine Lomas. Brad said, "Mark was already a great best man, but following that bet, he's certainly the best man. We could have crashed out on Saturday night, but thought it would have been a bad omen for the marriage." When Norwich equalised in the 36th minute to land the bet, it proved the right decision. It wasn't the same celebrating for Norwich fans, with the Canaries eventually losing 3-1.
A housing development firm has donated £3,000 to a life-saving air ambulance service. EAAA provides emergency critical care 24/7 by air and road in Norfolk, Cambridgeshire, Suffolk and Bedfordshire. EAAA receives no regular government funding and relies almost entirely on public support, so donations like this really do make a life-saving difference. Each tasking costs £4,250 on average, and in 2023-24, they attended more than 2,000 people who urgently needed critical care. The donation to the East Anglian Air Ambulance was made by Barrett and David Wilson Holmes Anglia, based in Norwich, who said, "The East Anglian Air Ambulance is a life-saving service that we're fortunate to have in our region, and we're proud to support its tireless work through our community fund.
There's no shortage of live music to enjoy in Norwich, with several chart-topping acts coming on tour to the city. And now Norwich has been named among the best places in the country for gig fans by ticket comparison website SeatPick, with its live music scene being described as thriving. The site crunched numbers to determine where the best places are for gig goers based on the number of venues putting on shows and the number of shows scheduled per 100,000 people. Norwich boasts a total of 14 venues and has 40 upcoming gigs currently booked on the calendar. Live music fans flock to the LCR at the University of East Anglia. The Adrian Flux Waterfront Epic Studio in Magdalen Street and the Holloway in St Benedict Street for their weekly live music fix.
Our next item features the Norfolk dialect, or at least its history. The paper's Derek James Nostalgia article is read by Ian Robertson.